All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We have a special Real Hentai Situation DT. This is not Real Hentai Situation 1. This is a new game. But, yeah, this is... It's supposed to be like, it's not a direct sequel to the original Real Hentai Situation 2. Yeah, according to what Shiravune says, it's its own thing. Now, there's something really interesting about this game, and if it blows up my computer, then that'll be something to fucking talk about, right? Because this thing runs cyberpunk and all that, but a hentai game destroyed my computer because I did what? Super resolution, experimental feature. I turned it on and I put it all the way up to 100. It sharpens images text when game window is enlarged. Recommended setting on and zero. We'll see what a million does. Or 100, rather. So let's see what happens. Alright, guys, this is gonna be fun. You can pick this up anywhere. Pretty much anywhere that adult games are sold. Sold, not stole. I know how you guys are. Steam. GOG has it. Yes, they do. Kagura. Manga Gamer. And of course, Jess USA, where I got it. All those places. Remember, with Steam, you'll have to get the patch. Otherwise, it'll just be Real Anime Situation. And that's not going to be very fun. Okay, so we have a morning like any other morning. The walk to school like any other day. Same old morning routine, same old scenery. Just another day. Just another normal day, as good as it gets. What? Phew! Until something very abnormal hits me smack in the face. What the? Something flew right into me. A handkerchief? Huh? I swipe off the item that blew onto my face. It's a beautiful handkerchief with tastefully elegant embroidery. It can't have blown in from too far away. I take a look around me for the source. Maybe that girl over there? I spot someone crouching down at the intersection just ahead. I walk over to ask, mystery hanky in hand. Excuse me, hi.
Hi,
can I help you? Maybe, I was just wondering, were you looking for this? You found it! When she sees me offering her the handkerchief, her expression changes to one of surprise mixed with relief. Damn, can I talk today? Then she melts into a happy smile. So, so happy. Thank you so much, that's the one! Great, it all worked out. It just happened to fly right up, real close to my face. Phew, thanks so much, really. I wouldn't have found it without you. Just the right place at the right time. All I did was find it on the sidewalk. Honestly, it's no big deal. Oh, but it is, though. Thank you. That handkerchief was a present from someone very special to me. I see. That explains why you'd want to hold on to it. I'm glad I was nearby to stop it with my mug. Ahem. Pick it up. I look down at the handkerchief again. The fabric, the colors, the stitching. It doesn't take an expert to realize it's one fine piece of handkerchiefery. It's good to know it's back to its rightful owner. Well, grab onto it. Don't want it flying off again. I will. Thank you. She reaches out her hand to take it. I move to drop it carefully in her palm, but... Ever so slightly, our fingers touch. We both pull back in surprise. Whoa! I almost dropped the handkerchief but managed to grab it mid-fall. Phew, that was close. I thought we were gonna lose it again for sure. I'm so sorry. Thank you. Thanks again. This time I firmly press it into her hand. She gives the handkerchief a tender look, clenching it tightly before turning to me.
その制服 Again, I really have to thank you. By the way, your uniform is that... Oh, right. We go to the same school, huh? Wait, you're not a senior, are you? If so, sorry. I kind of assumed you were younger than me. No, actually, we're probably in the same year. He isn't this strange to think someone from school ended up being the one to find my handkerchief? She looks at me, giggling slightly. Her expression makes my heat thump, my heart, not my heat, thump a little. Such a cute, endearing smile, and something classy about it, too. Is something wrong? No, it's nothing really. I'm just glad it worked out for you. I quickly cover my back, but my grin only intensifies her smile. And then... Well, it really means a lot to me. I'd like to thank you properly sometime. Could you tell me your name? Yeah, I'm Shun. Shun Okunaga. It's nice to meet you. Okunaga, got it. Thanks again. I'll be sure to thank you. Hey. Huh? Someone else suddenly joins our conversation. We both turn to see where the voice is coming from. Oh, how long have you been there? The girl catches her breath almost imperceptibly in the moment her eyes meet the guy standing there. Then her cheeks flush strawberry pink, just like, and stop me if you've heard this one, a young girl in love. Hey, I just happened to be passing by. And then when I saw you two talking, I didn't want to be rude by cutting in, so... Oh, okay. These two are both clearly painfully aware of each other. Yep, we all know where this is going. That handkerchief. When the newcomer points out her hanky, the girl hurriedly stuffs it into her pocket. Her face blushes yet ever... Her face blushes even redder. How much did you hear just now? Let's see. All of it? You said that hanky was a gift from someone special. Not again. The way this is unfolding, it's happening again, isn't it? Hey, isn't that the one I gave you? Then that special someone must be... You weren't supposed to hear that. It's true. The rom-com continues to unfold despite me. All I can do is avert my eyes to the sky. Man, the sun is really shining, huh? I have to say it. I need to tell you how I feel. Wait. Huh? Don't say another word. I know just how you feel. And that's because I feel the same way. Seriously, who knew blue skies look so soothing? I can almost feel myself floating up any moment now. You don't mean? I do mean, you're a very special person to me too. A person I hold dear. Stare too long though and they'll think I've lost the plot. I course correct my gaze back to the confession below. They're completely cocooned off in their own little world. Any thunder I had earlier has been stolen by the new guy. I'm so happy. I've liked you for the longest time. Reality bites, and it bites hard. These two already liked each other. I never had a chance. I've just witnessed the birth of a couple. Congratulations, you crazy kids. Oh, wait! The girl suddenly cries out in surprise. She turns to me, having clearly forgotten I even existed. What to do? Not much I can do. They're obviously into each other. More importantly, they told each other how they feel. A gentleman stands aside and gives his blessing, right? Congrats, have at it. I hope you're both super happy. Have tons of kids. I'm off. If you'll excuse me? Hey, wait for me! That's my cue, too! The girl runs off, her face burning red. Her man promptly runs off after her. Ha! Too shy for her own good. Okay, I think that's enough. I can't put a brave face on things any longer. I sink to the ground on that spot and let out a deep sigh. Dude, not again. Yes, it's happening again. Why do things like this keep happening to me? It's only a few hours away, few days away from starting to play November's Doom. It's like, yep, time for me to listen to that. Put on a funeral album. Never met a flag you didn't crush. I jump at a familiar voice breathing down my neck. Then I turn around. Whoa there, bucko. What kind of crazy noise was that? Standing there in front of me. The kind you make when someone sneaks up on you? How long have you been here anyway? Oh, look at this art. Beautiful long hair, flowing smoothly in the sunlight. A gentle, perfectly formed face with a kind expression. Only one thing, well, two are at odds with her purity, but she always totally makes it work. I'm talking about a rocket dynamite figure. This is Hinano Kusama, a childhood friend of mine. It seems like she took in the whole show from a distance. What a shame. Another promising flag for romance perfectly crushed by your infinite bad luck. If you were there for the whole thing, you could have stepped in to lend me a hand. The time I was wasting staring up into the abyss in particular. Excuse me. He says the time I was staring up into the abyss in particular. He didn't say wasting. I must have looked pretty pathetic struggling to regain control of my face. I didn't wanna. Why not? I love seeing that expression on you. Hinano, I had no idea that was your bag. It might be Hinano. Since when was my sweet childhood friend a raging sadist? I'm just kidding around. Honestly, don't take me seriously. Rather than get involved and make it more complicated, I thought it would be better to wait until you were alone. That way you'd be able to pick yourself up faster. Hinano flashes me a grin as she finishes explaining. I hate to admit it, but she's got a point. Her smile also does a good job of blowing away my aggravation.
どうしたの?
What now? Why are you staring at me? Is there something on my face? Ah, I screwed up my makeup. Just seeing that smile gives me a boost of energy. Nah, it's nothing. You're good. I was just thinking how cute your smile is again today, Hinano. What? Oh, please, stop blowing smoke, dumbass. You won't raise a flag with me so easily. That's what she says. But she also gives me another smile. A really incredible one. Well, thanks, Hinano. Good, good. That's the right answer. You feeling better? It would have sucked to be left alone any longer, that's for sure. I'm happy you spoke up regardless of the timing, but you can stop smiling so much now. Huh? Whatever do you mean? This is just my everyday cute smile, isn't that right? You're literally insane. Whoa, hey! What do you think you're doing? Hinano is still grinning cheerfully. I ruffle her hair like a puppy. Seriously? Most girls wouldn't like getting their hair all mussed up, but she doesn't seem to care, is smiling getting wider. Not weirder. We almost said weirder. It's not that kind of game, guys. That's just the kind of reaction I know I can rely on from her. Wow. Man, is she gonna go to war with those cannons? Okay, enough, enough. I don't want anyone seeing us like this. That's enough. She brushes my hand off her head. I wanted to stroke her a little longer, but she's not wrong. Now that you're back on your feet, we better get going to school. Yeah, good call. I've had a rough morning already. I think I might still be in shock. I fall in beside her as we set out. I dropped my guard due to the unexpected flag crush, but I was actually on my way somewhere, to school. Huh? Hold on, Hinano. Yes, what now? Aren't you a little early today? It feels like you normally leave the house a lot later. You make me sound like I'm lazy. Although you're right, I normally am much later. My brother had to pull an all-nighter, so I wanted to make him breakfast this morning. That's why I got up early. Then I found myself with time to spare. So you left the house early. That's right. But the early bird really does get the worm. Is that me? Am I the worm? Well, I got to the very moment of a thrilling flag crush playing out right before my eyes. My gratitude for you is waning. What? Why? The fact you're even asking me, I rest my case. Hinano is great most of the time, but she also just can't leave me alone. I'm distracted by that for a moment, but then something else catches my attention. Did you say an all-nighter? What was it this time? Some job came in and he suddenly couldn't refuse. Hinano's older brother, Shinosuke, we remember that name. I call him Shin, facing a sudden deadline. That sounds like something I should be apologizing for. On behalf of my lame-ass sister, of course. She actually runs the company Shin works at, meaning, if he has been burning the midnight oil, it must be something for my sister's sake. You promised you weren't gonna say things like that. I mean, if it was every night, then maybe, but... If it's only sometimes, I mean, it has been every single night recently, but still. Damn, I really am sorry. It's clearly an issue with his work environment if he needs to pull all-nighters every night. But this also belies a deeper issue, the nature of the business they're in. Well, we don't need to get into that right now. Mio must really be feeling the pressure. I understand. If my brother can help out, then by all means, his health is about all he has to offer anyway. Easy for you to say when he isn't even here. Whatever. I'll get another box of energy drinks shipped in for him. That's about all the mild-mannered brother of a tyrant can hope to do for one trapped under her thumb. My train of thought completes the loop and comes back to my present situation. It kind of feels like a while since we've done this. Huh? Done what? Well, walking to school like this together. Huh? You think so? I guess our timing each morning's been a bit off lately. Nice to do it together sometimes. Only sometimes you don't want to do it all the time? That's not what I meant. It's just nice to walk with someone who's fun to talk to. Oh, that's what you think of me. Huh? I mean, sure, you're the one girl I know I can just chill with like this. Don't have to, you know, worry about anything. I see, that's right. Excuse me, that's fine. Right now, that suits me perfectly. That sounds like foreshadowing for something. Oh, don't worry yourself about that. You'll always be able to find me right here alongside you. Haha, that sounds like you're giving me the wrong idea. The kind of idea any other guy would get if he'd heard it. But that's not what we have going on. Of course I'm not. Hey, going back to what happened back there, you think Mio would be into using your latest flag crush? You have to pour salt in the wound, don't you? But yeah. She might actually be able to use that one. Maybe. You're like a plot generator engine over here. The only caveat, you're never the main character. Are you trying to cheer me up or tear me down? I give a small sigh, recalling the events from earlier. It really was a crushing crush. Just total destruction. The mighty flag crush, huh? It's become an indelible part of my psychology, my fate. Or who knows, maybe I'm just possessed by something. In any case, I don't know the reasons why, but it's something that's been going on since I was a kid. My sister even named it Flag Crush Syndrome. Mio Okanaga, my own flesh and blood. My problems with Mio are too numerous to mention, but in this case, she really did find the perfect name. Since forever, I've just been unable to engage in romance. Why? Due to something I can't do anything about, something completely out of my own control. It's the flags, each one indicating a potential romance. An opening, a meet-cute, whatever you want to call it. and then those flags just get crushed into powder. I start to get friendly with a girl, for example, but it triggers her befriending some other dude instead. The moment our eyes meet and I might stand a chance, the instant we start to become aware of that potential, she'll get a call about an emergency she has to run off to. Worst case, the shopping mall fire alarm starts going off, meaning we basically have to run for our lives. For no reason, I was just getting a little nostalgic. That's just been my lot in life. It feels like some greater being is just watching me. There's basically no other explanation for it. Not with the number of crushing crushes I've had. What that has left me with is zero experience in love, the first male life form to never get any attention at all, such as my flag crush syndrome. I've tried to fix it, of course, but that's all in the past. Today I've pretty much accepted it. Of course, that means I'll be a virgin until I die. No one can get close to plucking this cherry. But you know what? Ah, check it out. That's a cat down the alleyway. A cat. Meow, meow. I glance at Hinano as she celebrates this feline encounter. Come out, cutie. I guess it makes it easier for me to find female friends. Did you say something? No, you're hearing things. Hinano is pretty cute. That's just a fact. The only reason I can chat with her so easily is because of this curse I live under. When looked at in that light, maybe it isn't so bad. She's been my closest friend since I was a kid. You know what? If I'm honest all this time... Ah, that reminds me. Huh? Something important? Did you hear about that cheesecake place that just opened up near the station? Don't worry, mate. All the weight clearly goes to her chest, as we can see. You sure know how to change the subject. Cheesecake, you say? I can't imagine them having many varieties. Rare cheese is a thing, right? And baked, is that it? What? No, of course not. There's all sorts of types. The baked type really branches out. New York cheesecake, for example, is one type of baked, and then... You're just gonna leave me hanging? Hinano! Thinking about it got me hungry. Shun, babe, shuni pie, treat me to cake? What? No way! Where's the money coming from? Do you see money falling from the sky, woman? Is there yen just... raining? No, I don't see raining yen. So quick to shoot me down. Don't be like that. Okay, you don't have to treat me, but let's go check it out. Fine. I think I can swing that. Yeah, being able to just chat like this as we walk along. I guess it's one thing to be happy about. Ooh, another girl. That look on his face, that might be good news for me. Like I still have a chance. How best to launch my attack? I don't know. It's her cannons versus the others. I mean, she's got missiles, right? These women are built like battleships. The bell rings and lessons end. Once the teacher leaves, I stretch like a cat waking up. It's already been a hard morning of subjects. I hate. My shoulders and head already feel worn out. But I'm over the hump. An end to morning lessons means one thing. Hey, Shun. Shun, rather. Want to eat lunch together? Hey, I was going to ask you the same thing. Lunchtime. Finally time to feed my face. Humans gotta eat. Basic principle, but unavoidable. I turn to face Inano as she approaches me from behind. I stick my hands in my bag, still fishing for my lunchbox. Next question. Where do you want to eat it? I was thinking, it's kind of nice and warm out. Why don't we eat outside? Outside? That would mean the courtyard. That's right. A change might be nice sometimes. At this school, at least, and I presume this goes the same for any school apart from the really strict ones. But it's basically up to the students where they want to eat lunch. We'll gather not only in classrooms, but club rooms too. Others might even choose a fat bench out in the grounds. Then there's the courtyard between the main buildings. There you can avoid grit storms from the sports ground, but without feeling boxed in. It's a doozy of a choice. If that's the move, we better get moving. All the best spots will be taken. Hinano's right. The courtyard is a popular enough spot for the kids to end up fighting over the best benches. No need to panic, I'm all ready to go. Even as I say that, I'm hurrying out the classroom myself. And then... Whoa! Oh? I almost bump into someone coming in from the hallway. In fact, I actually do, gently, and take a step back. Shun, are you okay? Hinano speaks up from just behind me. Oh, sorry, I'm fine. Huh? Honestly, be more careful, you hear me? Oh, it's just you, Matsuri. And that's just rude, honestly. I bumped into another friend of mine. One of my best friends, actually. You're always in a daze. That's your problem. Her name is Matsuri Hinamiya. I really am sorry. I wasn't trying to be rude. But there's no need to apologize either. It's not like I'm hurt. She toys with her bangs, looking unsure as I bow my head. She has a short skirt, two pigtails tied up in ribbons, and the brightest, most cheerful face. From the way she looks and the tone of her voice, she definitely comes across as strong and confident. I wasn't looking where I was going either. I'm not blaming you, okay? But she's actually a sweetheart, always willing to put others ahead of herself. Nothing messed up, nothing broken, I take it. Although, Matsuri, your bangs are all mussed up. What? Really? She doesn't seem to realize she's the one who messed them up. Here, let me fix it for you. Hold still. Okay, thanks, Yunano. Or was it Hinano? I think it's Hinano. I say Hinano, Hinano. Matsuri is one of my best friends, so of course she's also friends with Hinano. It's more than just being a friend of a friend, too. They've since developed a close bond. Heck, they even do things without me sometimes. Phew, Shun, just watch yourself, okay? We don't want you ramming people and causing injuries. I'll keep my eyes forward as well, of course. Don't worry, will do. Thanks for worrying about me. Don't mention it. Oh, but hold on, there's something I need to mention. Huh? What now? I need your help with something, Shun. Hinano, since you're here too, I'd like to ask you, or I'd also like to ask you. Huh? What is it? Something going on? There's actually something I'd like your help with for the student council. I thought you'd probably have your hands free. Will you come with me to the student council office? Hinano, you don't have to, of course. Only if you really have nothing better to do. Hey, that's called preferential treatment. At least I know where I stand in her estimation, but that's also no reason to turn her down. Okay, then. Just go to the student council office. I'll help too, if we can eat our lunch first, that is. Of course you can. If you help out, I'll even make you some tea. Look at you putting in the hours, even at lunchtime, huh? There's something else overdue for an explanation here. While this might come off to some as a little rude, her sweet, girly airhead demeanor can be deceiving. Then's the brakes. I'm vice pres, gotta pull my weight. Yep, Matsuri is also our student council's vice president. She's a far better student than me. More popular, too. Pathetic, I know. When I count her among my best friends but come exams, she's the teacher and I'm the student. That's what leads to my reply in situations like this one. Is there anything I can do to help out? Excuse me, if there's anything I can do to help out, count me in. Should we get moving? I simply have to help out however I can. Oh, anything at all? Then maybe I'll just let you handle everything. Hey, that's not what... Just kidding. I asked for your help. I'm not going to take it that far. I may use whatever tools I can get my hands on, but I'm not as completely selfish as that. I couldn't be vice president otherwise, could I? That seems to settle it anyway. Let's get moving. Lunchtime is already running out. Matsuri grabs my arm and starts to drag me along. She said she uses whatever tools she gets her hands on, and she's pretty forceful about it. Hey, no need to drag me. I'm coming. I'm gonna fall over. You two are so close. Oh, I'm getting jealous over here. Stop joking around and get moving, Hinano. Hinano smiles as she watches Matsuri hauling me away. If this was a rom-com, it would be where you're supposed to feel bad for the MC for being popular with the ladies. Come on, I said move it. But in my case, neither girl thinks anything like that. That's the main thing on my mind as she drags me away. That's a shame. I was hoping it would be just for the two of us. I guess this might be another case. Of Shun's flag crushing at work. Hey, Hinano. Okay, I'm coming. And so Hinano and I are dragged, rather, literally in my case, by Matsuri to the student council office. Sorry to barge in. Less apologizing, more barging. Ah, there you are. Please don't dislocate my arm, I need it. Nayuta, reinforcements have arrived. Good. Thank you, Matsuri. Kasama, welcome. You too, Shun. I guess, rather. Hey, hold on. What am I to you, chopped liver? That was a joke. I've been waiting for you to get here. Welcome, Shun. She welcomes us with a smile. This girl's our school's student president and another one of my friends. Come on, get in here and sit down. We're all pals here, family even. Relax. Her name? Nayuta Uzuki. So we've introduced three girls. Two have cannons, missiles, torpedoes, armaments, and the other one, well, you know. I mean, she's got that nice pink hair, I guess, and the green eyes. But alright, so you can pick this one up at many different places. You can pick it up on Steam with the patch. You can pick it up on GOG with the patch. You can pick it up on Jest USA, Manga Gamer, and Kagura Games without the patch. So there you go. It's not that expensive. I think it's priced at $20. And there's a lot to this game. We're going to save, but I want to show you guys something real quick. So, alright. This is what I want to show you real quick. Alright. So let's go into the config. There we are. Alright, so it's going to be in the title. Alright, now watch this. Extra. Alright, so these are just CGs, we know this. But you got trophies. Different things that you unlock, and then at the bottom, there's additional content. And it's all locked. I don't know what these are. I don't know if these are CGs or what they are, but they're all... Well, see, hold on, guys. Alright, so these are the trophies that you get throughout the game. I don't know how you get them, but they're like achievements, I guess. Found somewhere during a hidden route. Found somewhere during Hinano's route. But once you find these trophies, they unlock additional content. So I don't know what these are. Maybe they're different scenes. But there's a bunch of locked scenes that you get by getting all the trophies in the game. So this one actually makes you work a little bit. And I don't know where you find these trophies. So get hunting. But that's a little something extra for this from the story. So at any rate, you can pick this up at many places, and it's a pretty state-of-the-art game, I guess. For some of you that have seen the visual novels that we've done in the past, the characters are almost fully animated. So it almost felt like an anime coming to life in a way. And that's pretty cool. Alright guys, so I'll see you next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with another great hentai game. I'm out.